And now, for what y'all have been waiting for, Gene Harrington is here. And welcome, Gene. Glad to have you.
Thank you. It's always great to be here.
And Gene is here to talk a bit about our police chief, Sam Nucci, and what's going on with the chief and the lesbian and gay community.
Well, it's an ongoing saga, as we all know. This, I guess, goes back to the Republican National Convention and the demonstration that was held on behalf with ACT UP USA in order to protest the AIDS policies or non-policies of the Bush-Reagan era. And as I'm sure almost all of your listeners know, it ended in a complete fiasco. At gate 4 at the Astrodome, the police charged into the crowd, injuring many, many people, some of whom were ill. The police arrested, I believe, 5 people, and there was mass claims for an independent investigation as to what occurred. 11 members of the 16-member Houston City Council asked for an independent investigation. This included people as diverse as John Goodner, Sheila Jackson Lee, Eleanor Tinsley. The only person actually on City Council who did not demand an independent investigation and actually praised the police before she saw the videotapes or before she read any of the reports was Helen Huey, and I believe her husband is a captain in the police department. So, in essence, the city council has been demanding since July that there be an independent investigation. The Houston Chronicle demanded an independent investigation of what occurred. There was, in fact, an investigation which produced what's called the Gate 4 Report. Now, this was spearheaded by the Houston Gay Lesbian Political Caucus. It had attorneys from various civil rights organizations. It was an all-day videotaped hearing. And they issued a report clearly indicating that while there was some misbehavior on the part of some persons at the rally, the police overreacted. The police, in some instances, clearly violated police policies, and in some instances, actually violated the law.
Now, Gene, as I recall, there was footage, a lot of footage, that didn't look too much unlike the beating of Rodney King. How on earth can we have that kind of documentation and struggle to get anybody to recognize what happened?
It's very interesting. I was not at the rally. I was out of town, and I was on this Gate 4 report. And I saw the exact footage that you are speaking about. I saw the police actually holding someone down by their belt and beating them. As you said, it is not unlike the footage that we saw of Rodney King. The difficulty is the police chief issued an internal report within days after the event, which completely exonerated the police. John Goodner, who, as we know, is not an ultra-liberal, said that he has read accident reports, which were more complete than the thing the police issued. The frightening thing about this is, of course, that Nucci has refused to... Police Chief Nucci has refused to agree to an independent report. The mayor has completely backed him up, and as a matter of fact, a day or two after the incident, the mayor exonerated the police without doing any investigation. I guess to add insult to injury, the first day of Gay Pride Week, Police Chief Nucci issued commendations to the police officers involved in the Republican convention, and the commendation specifically mentions the Gate 4 incident. And those of us old enough to remember the old days of Gay Pride Week remember the days when Gay Pride Week began by police raids on our bars, so that we were always kept in our place. And for many of us, this again is a constructive gay raid on Gay Pride Week by the police department. A number of persons from the community, people from ACT UP, Chris Bacon from the Gay Lesbian Political Caucus, went again before council on Tuesday and complained about the insensitivity of what occurred. And the point was made that this would have been as if the police who shot Ida Delaney got a commendation on Juneteenth Day, or the police who threw Joe Torres's body into the bayou got a commendation on Cinco de Mayo. And that in no way is to minimize the loss of life of either Mrs. Delaney or Joe Torres, but to point out the insensitivity and the anguish of what occurred. But the thing that's really frightening here is that when we went before council, again, 11 members of council said, we want an independent investigation. And yet, Councilmember Calloway, I think, said the most telling thing. He said, we've done all we can do to get one, and we're not going to get one.
Whose option is that? The way I understand you, it sounds like it's Nucci's option. Surely it's not his option.
I mean, that's exactly right.
How can that be?
I mean, here, if the mayor said to Nucci, we want an independent investigation, there would be one. Presumably, the mayor has heard from 11 of the 16 members of city council, and he is not going to call for an independent investigation. And as a matter of fact, he was almost blatantly rude to the people who spoke last Tuesday. He's been rude to everyone who has addressed council on this issue. And what really we're saying here is that Gate 4 now has moved from being an issue where the police victimized the citizens they're supposed to serve. It has moved from that issue to an issue where the mayor and his police chief will not and certainly have no intention of listening to a majority of the city council and the Houston Chronicle, the American Civil Liberties Union, the Houston Gay Lesbian Political Caucus, the major civil rights lawyers association in the city. He has no intention of asking for an independent investigation. And when the mayor and when the police chief feel that they do not have to respond to valid citizen complaints, we have a far greater threat to us than what occurred at Gate 4. It frankly is very frightening, because what the mayor is saying here is, I don't want the facts, and I am not going to find out the facts. And we have a police chief that has decided that the police have not, will not, and cannot do any wrong, and that anyone who challenges them are people who are not to be believed. After the people went to City Hall and spoke, including Chris Bacon, Chief Nucci called Chris Bacon, and I thought, ah, here is a man who wants to start a dialogue. He called Chris Bacon to complain and scream that Chris Bacon was listening to the wrong kinds of gay people, and he threatened not to come to the next Gay Lesbian Political Caucus meeting. Chris, in his great way of attempting to move things forward, has managed to get Nucci to agree to still come to the Houston Gay Lesbian Political Caucus meeting, which is Wednesday, July 7th at the Montrose Activity Center. Again, that's Wednesday, July 7th at the Montrose Activity Center, 7:30. It's sort of Nucci meets Gucci, so we hope all the Guccis get there. And the issue is, where do we go from here? When our city council tells us we've done all we can do, when Nucci says, I'm not doing anything, and when I myself have seen citizens beaten by the police, frankly, you wonder why they're worrying about what we are doing in our bedrooms, and they're not worrying about what the police are doing on the streets.
Where do we go from there? Are there any options left, Gene?
Yes, there are. And I think the next step now is to go to the Justice Department and to demand an independent investigation by the Justice Department to determine if there are civil rights have been violated under federal law. those 11 members of city council that want an independent investigation, I assume every one of them will join us in asking for a Justice Department intervention. Since they want an independent investigation, and since the mayor says he's not going to give it to them, then in a democracy, we go up to the next level of government. So I look forward to John Goodner joining the Houston Gay Lesbian Political Caucus and ACT UP Gulf Coast in demanding that the Justice Department investigate the activities at Gate 4. Frankly, it's really, really demoralizing to think that a mayor and a police chief have such little faith in democracy that they are not willing to let it run its course. No one benefits when a democracy is afraid of the people that are supposed to be governed. And if we see, as you said, countries like Ireland and countries like Russia realizing that they are responsible to the citizens, and we look at Houston, Texas, where they're more interested in what we do as lesbians and gay men in the privacy of our homes than they are in what the police do on our own streets. If we live in a society where educating poor children is something that is beyond the means of the Texas legislature, but they can still criminalize 10% of its citizens for just being who we are, if they can't find prison reform, if they can't find a way of adequately giving money to women on welfare, if they can't find a way for ethics reform, and yet they are more concerned about what people do when they close their bedroom doors, and they are not concerned about citizens getting beaten on the street, we really have a long way to go. And maybe what we have to do is to send all of our elected officials to Russia for a year and let them learn what democracy is all about, and then let them come back. And then when they come back, if they don't know how to say nay yet, we send them back to Russia again for another year.
Did any of the local any of the local TV stations pick up any of this footage of the beatings?
Now, we did get, I must say, I don't know what was played on local TV because I was not here. But, again, I was on the commission that looked into it. And the footage that we saw, I believe, was furnished by local TV stations. We looked at approximately 1 hour of footage. And clearly, in the footage, people are being beaten as they run from the police. You see frightened people actually screaming in fear. You see people obviously too ill to run being beaten by the police, as all they're asking is, which way do you want me to go? And the police are beating them. But as you said, the most telling thing was seeing this man laying on his stomach while a policeman held him down and beat him with a baton. Now, if that's the way a civilized society works, then frankly, I never should have left Africa 23 years ago when I was in the Peace Corps.
And the people that headed all this up, again, received a
commendations on the first day of Gay Pride Week.
Wasn't one of these people, isn't he married to this Rodriguez woman who's under indictment right now for bilking several million dollars out of some of Houston's wealthier citizens?
I'm not sure, but, you know, again, if they were more concerned about what some straight people were doing outside of their bedrooms than they were about what gays and lesbians were doing in their bedrooms, our society probably would be a lot better off. I mean, we certainly would have a lot more morality on the street. And frankly, if they knew how little we did in our bedrooms, they probably would become as bored as we are.
We've been talking this evening to Gene Harrington, who, of course, is a professor of law here in Houston, Texas, and it was also featured in the Houston Press that we talked about earlier. I want to go back. First of all, thank you very, very much, Gene, for coming in this evening.